There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network. For the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews, press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hello, and welcome to Box Office Breakdown on the Popcorn Talk Network. I am your host, Sarah Stretton, and we have a guest here today.
Oh, yeah.
Coming to us from Screen Junkies. We've had him before. We did Jedi Alliance, Mr. Ken Knapsack. So happy to have you.
I'm so happy to come here to talk about Point Break.
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about.
No, you're supposed to be my support.
And how I did last it in week. In China.
What?
Point Break in China. Big numbers.
We're leaving we'll get off to China. That. That's not coming out until January.
We're not here to talk about that, huh?
We're here to talk about Star Wars, and we were all supposed to dress up in Star Wars fashion.
He's got Star Wars stuff. He's got.
And I just Star always Wars get stuff. Betrayed.
You have.
Buns.
I mean, well, you beat everybody in it, so I don't even feel like dressing up because it's no competition.
How long did it take to get your buns like that?
Yeah.
You know, I've been working on
well,
it
she's
for
been
some
doing a lot
time.
Of squats.
I mean, they're tight.
they're tight buns.
Those buns are tight.
Those buns are tight.
They are. So glad to be here, guys. So glad to be back in the Popcorn Talk Network studios with you two, and especially you, darling.
Oh,
we had a
you.
Great time hanging out at the AfterBuzz Winter Ball 2015 last night.
Yeah, you are an advocate of AfterBuzz and Popcorn Talk. I'm like my two hook-o hosts.
What makes you say that?
This is the evil empire over here.
I have a teammate today.
Yeah.
I'm normally like one against you two, so I'm just going to put as many insults out there.
Stratton, I'm on the side of you and your buns. Here we go.
I can't keep showing up to places, then I'll become predictable.
Yeah.
And they can find you.
Nice to know nothing's changed with Dagnino.
I'm trying to think of a Star Wars quote, and I can't think of any.
Hashtag go sit. That's all you need to know.
There you go.
Yeah, so we are going to be spending a lot of time today talking about Star Wars, especially because this is our last show before the holiday hiatus. So we're here. We're going to do a bunch of Jedi talk and whatnot, leave you with some predictions, and then head out for the holiday season.
I got gifts for you guys, too.
I'm terrified.
Ho.
They're going to be amazing.
I'm terrified.
Yeah, ho.
I did not come prepared for gifts. Should I go over to the burger place across the street and get a pastrami burger for you?
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't know you were coming on too late either, so yours is like kind of... Yeah. It's good.
Well, to also start off the show, we have to thank our wonderful fans for staying with us through the year, through all of our madness. They always put forth great guesses. We do have some winners this week. They're normally better than we are. But this week, Thomas Zelenka won the guessing game from the Heart of the Sea, but no one got 5 for 5.
Yeah, nobody
probably
saw that coming.
Mostly to blame.
Well, I won with 1 for 5. I mean, that's not good.
Just brag about
I
that.
I mean, I'm not a want to, but I mean.
Well, he went 5. Wait, did he go 5 for 5?
What?
No,
that
Thomas?
No one.
Oh, nobody
no one
did.
No
oh, sorry.
One.
I was thinking.
Did they do this the whole time? They don't even listen to the words
no,
coming out of your mouth?
I was thinking. Anyone that last name ends with a Z, I just consider a genius most of the time. So I thought maybe they got 5 out of 5.
Like pro wrestler Tom Zink.
Yeah.
Or Zoltan, whatever his
Zoltan,
name is.
Yes.
The kicker.
What?
He was a punter for the Patriots. His name was Zoltan.
Hey, sir, when does the show start?
Never. We do this for a solid
it
half
started
an hour.
5 minutes before the camera started rolling.
No, we can't
I
get
missed the
in.
AfterBuzz thing. Were people, like, allowed in every room, or...
No, no, there was VIP bottle service in the studios at this
party.
No
way.
Oh, wow.
This was our table.
Yeah.
Thanks for the invite.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're
welcome.
Banned. Yeah. But let's get into some of these numbers. Rounding off the top five was Krampus, which dropped 51% down to $8 million. I can read today.
That got me the win.
That one. Krampus at number five got you the win. That's because there's pretty... Everything was so close. Mm-hmm. Creed coming in at $10 million, 32% drop. Good Dinosaur also coming in at 10.5. Like, they're neck and neck. In the heart of sea.
Yeah.
Painful.
11.
Painful. Warner Brothers took it on the chin this year. Boy, oh boy.
So yeah. 11 million in the opening weekend, huh?
Bad.
Oh, on a $100 million budget.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
They're
yeah.
hoping overseas can save it.
Here's the deal.
It won't. How are you already going to get
Chris Hemsworth is an extremely good-looking guy. Mm-hmm. He's just not a movie star.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Period. Unless he's swinging a hammer, that's it.
But are we in the age of the superstar directors and the superstar franchises and not the superstars themselves? Is this a case of that happening, Tom, where a name alone is not going to carry a movie?
Oh, absolutely. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, it's a case
just,
of
it's
brand.
It's not working anymore. Mm.
It's more about the brand. If you have a property that's already built in, most of the time that will give you success. Doesn't always happen. Pixels was not a big success.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I think if someone else in Sandler was in that movie, maybe it would have been better, but Sandler just has such a bad reputation.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about Ridiculous Six later.
From, like, franchise, then the genre has a big pull, and then who you have in it sometimes doesn't help you. It just hurts you if you have someone you don't like in it.
So if this was, like, a first and a three-part whale trilogy, we might have had something here.
It's a possibility.
You replace Jennifer Lawrence with Chris Hemsworth, you might have had something.
I also thought, as I said last week, people are just so geared up for Star Wars, they're like, let's just not see anything at all.
Saving time and money?
Right.
I mean, this is the only guy I know that sees four movies a weekend. He pays for one of them.
It's
but,
true. I did not go this weekend. Like, I usually go every weekend.
See? And there's a case in point.
And this is why we've had one of the lowest box office weekends almost all year.
Yeah, that's
for
change.
This weekend, it's like the lowest since 1998.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
Horrible.
And number one was...
The Hunger Games, again, bringing in 11.3.
Jesus.
Nothing a standout, nothing bringing in that
top
much.
Top four are like within a million or less.
I mean, look, next week, it's going to be off the charts.
But
getting back to Heart of the Sea, Warner Brothers, $100 million budget.
Yep.
You're looking at an $11 million opening. It's probably, Star Wars comes out next week, this will drop to $5 million. This thing's going to do 27 in the theater. That's a massive tank.
And Star Wars is being accompanied by a couple of movies that do have built-in audiences.
I mean, Sisters is going to be the definition of counter-programming.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Well, The Night Before is still out there.
Alvin and Chipmunks.
Yeah, that's not going to be any money.
But we'll get to the upcoming. For me, I love Ron Howard. I think he's a great director.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure where the studio was thinking. Like, they did Rush, which was critically a success, not a huge financial success. I just don't know how on paper they said, oh, let's bring Chris Hemsworth back, who just... Mm-hmm. He did Black Hat at the beginning of the year, which made like $5 million.
Mm-hmm. First big bomb.
Like you were saying, unless he's story, he hasn't proved himself as a draw.
Yeah.
And then you're making a movie about... They tried so hard to make this look like a Jaws with a whale.
Right.
Mm-hmm. To like bring people in for the action. From what I heard from people who've seen it, that's like 10 minutes of the movie.
Sure.
But they're making the whale look like the bad guy, too.
Yeah, well, that's... Well, yeah, nobody likes that. Well, he's a pissed off whale.
I gotta talk.
Can someone make that a quote for tonight's show? A meme, maybe? He's a pissed off whale.
He's a pissed off whale. But I just don't understand where, like, you know, Warner Bros. Was thinking, oh, this is a guaranteed hit. Well, I think they were hoping for the Oscar push.
Kevin Sujihara is for the whale? A lot of explaining to
do. No, for the visuals. I mean, you look through and you go through movies. We did Space. We did Gravity. We did all these technical awards and people being visionary directors. Mm-hmm. And even now, when you're looking at all of the quote-unquote Westerns coming out, there is this scope to them. And I think In the Heart of the Sea probably pitched something along the lines of, well, this is this arena for film. Mm-hmm. If we can bring something new, if we can be outstanding in these categories, this might push our film to the next level. And that just hasn't carried through for them.
It's a tough weekend. You know, holiday parties, Christmas shopping,
yeah.
A lot of families are coming in town, a lot of flights. People just can't, you know, it's just not
this
there.
Is why when early predictions for Star Wars, people are saying it might not do that good. I heard some people say it won't even crack 100 million the first weekend because it's December. But you remember back talking on Schmoes. A lot of people, I'm not saying the Schmoes but a lot of people saying December's not historically a great month for movies. Mm-hmm. Star Wars is clearly not going to be affected by that, but these movies clearly are.
Absolutely.
The record that Star Wars has to break for December isn't high. It's like $84 million dollar opening.
Is that the pissed off whale sequel?
Not for the year, though. It's going up against Jurassic Park.
Oh, of course.
We're talking about December.
Yeah, which I'm...
We're talking about December.
But I'm more curious about the year. Do you think it'll beat Jurassic Park?
Well, I hope
Jurassic
it would beat a 1993
World,
movie, yeah. But,
I mean, it might not beat Jurassic Park in...
Jurassic World, yeah.
In reviews, but I'm real curious because I feel like Jurassic Park, yes, I think kids are more inclined to run and see a giant dinosaur movie than maybe they are Star Wars. Am I wrong to think that?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely wrong. I think that dog on the couch would provide better analysis than that
I mean, I just, who knows? I do think it's going to make around $200 million.
Have you
more,
been in a Target in the toy aisle recently?
Yeah. They're really hitting it hard.
Have you been alive?
Yeah.
Not everything's a Patriots game.
I can't wait till we get to predictions for the actual Bros. Okay. We'll save that for the end of the show.
We're going to leave a large section to that. So let's move on to the international numbers, because we do that here. In the Heart of the Sea is looking for foreign audiences to rescue disastrous U.S. debut this weekend. Sadly, the whaling drama is not doing well overseas. The Warner Brothers film added only 12.6 million from 8,775 locations.
This guy's not a movie star.
So right now, this movie globally has $50 million dollars.
I would have went with somebody older than Hemsworth. You know, you look at like Master and Commander or Crow.
Yeah.
I think you would have had a little bit more money from that standpoint. I think he was too young. It's not his fan base. They're probably like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
I think the only saving grace for this movie could have been if it had some sort of outstanding technical reviews.
Or maybe if the whale was a little nicer.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it had a happy whale.
Or if you threw a bunch of Chinese people on the boat with him.
I don't know what actor
that's
you could...
Good cross-marketing.
They like whaling.
Yeah.
What actor would you have thrown in there?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think you could have thrown in an
Clooney?
Actor to
Brad
spike
Pitt?
This up.
That's what I was thinking. Brad Pitt. Because Chris Hemsworth kind of reminds
even
me
Russell
of Brad Pitt.
Even Russell Crowe.
Oh, I Crow still don't think he would have done that well.
Chris Hemsworth looks like a deckhand. You know what I mean? He's not captain of a ship.
He's too pretty or just...
He's too pretty.
You think a bloated crow right now would carry
crow would do it.
How many of these...
Maybe a Benicio del Toro.
People... let's not offend the whale. How many of these people making movies bank on the international box office now, like, say, a Point Break?
Every single one. It's almost more important now than domestic.
Absolutely. They make movies for foreign.
Right.
They don't care
right.
about Americans anymore.
Right.
But the film... But
i.e. Transformers
In the
4.
Heart of the Sea did best in Korea. And that was only with $1.9
million. They hate whales, don't they?
Is that a fact?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, there's a big whaling.
There's a big whaling industry, yeah.
Yeah, they take the blubber and make gods.
I just
make
try things. Not to associate with any of the comments they say until I'm sure it's legally fine.
They take the blubber and they make the fake, you know, the fake toys.
It's hard. Like,
sex toys.
Like I said, you need a brand. I mean, they're selling this true story of Moby Dick.
Yeah.
Like, kids aren't running out to see Moby Dick.
Inspiration.
Yeah,
the inspiration. Well, that's true. That's true. Not a lot of kids in school probably worried about reading Moby Dick, let alone the story of how they got the idea for the book.
Exactly. Kids in school don't even read books anymore.
Right.
I know people in honor classes that they're like Moby Dick. They're like, what the fuck's that?
The only way I would have been excited for this movie is if I would have cross-promoted Expendables with this movie.
I would have threw Stallone on
the Expendables team goes on a ship and has to battle this whale.
Yeah, there's good. The problem with that.
That is a movie I would pay to see.
You probably would have got go picture with that.
Yes. I mean, can you picture that whale coming out and Terry Crews with that shotgun? Go, bah, 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 bah. Oh. It'd be amazing.
By the way, this is the fanfic he writes in his room.
Oh, they come up with a pitch about every week.
Yeah.
It normally comes more towards the end of the
show. God bless you for being with Statler and Wardoff. Waldorf over here the whole time.
You should have heard our Spike Lee one was great.
No, sorry. You don't need to hear any of that.
Chirac.
Yeah.
But also making the international box office was another Chinese film. This one's a Chinese comedy.
Boom. Yes.
Surprise, Journey to the West, earning $17 million. This has been constant for about the past 4 or 5 months, where we are getting a lot of Chinese films coming in and stealing.
Was it Anthony's Journey to the West?
I was hoping it would be called Surprise Journey to the West with Anthony.
Yeah, because he's the best.
That would have
been. They had a whale in that one. China, they had too many whales with Anthony, and they don't want to see in Hard to See anymore.
No, but it's constantly changing. I mean, we see when it comes to U.S. releases in the international box office, it stays pretty constant. Like we repeat week after week. It's normally a big franchise movies and it stays in the international charts for weeks. However, these Chinese movies that have been coming out are making over $10 million and changing constantly.
You know, like out of there real quick?
Yes.
Well, bootlegging is huge in China. So that first weekend, everyone sees it. Mm-hmm. And then boom, you buy on the street for a couple yen. It.
That's true. I bought a nice pair of Levi jeans from there.
Those are not
they
bad.
They fit nicely.
The Levi's.
The third button isn't there, but it's all right.
And the Wranglers.
The Wranglers.
All right, Mockingjay Part 2.
Sarah, you bring class to an otherwise classless show. I want you to know that.
All
right? This is the first time I've been on the air with you on this show, and it's a treasure to watch you work. And these reprobates just keep giggling over Wang.
I just look at the page and just keep going. Mockingjay Part 2.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Who captured second place in the international box office. Mm-hmm. The final film of the popular franchise picked up $15.4 million. It's now in 92 foreign markets. Hmm. So, another movie past the half billion dollar mark. $564 million.
That's funny. Like, I always
think last month.
You hear Hunger Games, you think billion dollar franchise, right? That's what you think, but it's not really that big. Like, I mean, this is only making 500.
It's not overtly well received either. Not a fan of the books. I'm a fan of Jennifer Lawrence. I'm a fan of a lot of the people in this movie. They're not bad. But it seems like they missed the mark, and they still make this much money.
Imagine if they were really good. How much more they would make?
They should have one movie.
Or would it have? And I wonder that. I mean, look, the Hobbit movies, Peter Jackson comes out and says, oops, sorry.
Yeah.
And it still made $1 billion or whatever it did. And those are way less quality-wise than the original movies. Your dog's peeing on my jacket, Tom. Yeah. I don't know if it matters anymore.
Well, the Hobbit movies, even a lot of people don't like the Hobbit movies compared to Lord of the Rings, I felt the money was on the screen. I felt like I saw like $1 billion large... You know,
cartoon
fantasy film. I mean, I know you hate that all the CGI.
Yeah,
it does have a lot of CGI, but I still felt
CGI is expensive.
Yeah, I still felt entertained, and I felt like I saw with a big budget Hollywood film. This last Mockingjay film, I don't know what the budget was, but definitely can't be as big as The Hobbit.
Yeah, the number speaks for itself. I mean, look. They could have broke this up in three pieces and people still watch it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
Oh. The general public's a bunch of idiots.
And generally, people...
By the way, we'd like to thank the general public for watching the show tonight. You guys are great.
No. If you're watching the show, you're not nothing general.
That's true. I already stated is an imbecile.
The other response to the final Hunger Games movie was, though, that people needed to end it.
Yes.
Like, you needed to complete. It was only four to get through, and you divided the last book. There was just a need to not be left halfway through a final part.
And you can't really put all on them because they are adapting a book. Mm. Like, you read the books. Mm-hmm. Were you satisfied with the third book?
Third book was my least favorite, but exactly. I loved the ending.
And that
and I'm hearing people having problems with the ending. I haven't had a chance to see it yet because I'm just waiting for Star Wars. But literally on the sidewalk, they picked me up outside. I've been in a tent since the summer.
He's ready.
He's ready.
But yeah, so you're right. They got some source material that people, again, that's what I say. Yeah. I don't even know if it has to be good anymore.
That's true. And they've been
making Transformers. Yay!
And they've been actually, there's been whispers of them maybe doing prequels. So you can still have more Hunger Games?
It won't happen.
But here's the thing.
I mean, I could see that.
It wouldn't be Jennifer Lawrence, obviously.
Say that's what...
But no, it doesn't need to be, because you do the games, because it's been around for like 75
years. Yeah, 75 years,
But imagine somebody, like a good writer, just making an original property and not being, you know, handcuffed by what happens in the books. Mm-hmm. You can make a really good movie.
You know what's better than $1 billion? $2
billion. Right.
Exactly.
There you go. That's the final
answer. With Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, I'm sure it's going to be a good movie from a good book. But it's like the joke I made on Schmoes a while ago was, you know, because they like money. Like, that's why we're doing it. And I get it. It's smart business.
It is.
It's a done deal.
Mm-hmm. All right, The Good Dinosaur took third place with $14.3 million, bringing worldwide haul to $167 million. Also, Spectre added 12.9, bringing it to 820. We also have a note here for Point Break.
Real quick, I want to ask Ken, because you're not a big fan of cartoon movies.
No.
What was the last cartoon feature film you saw in the theater?
Up.
Okay, that's a few years ago.
Yeah.
Did you have any interest in The Good Dinosaur? Even
no.
It's Pixar.
Ken doesn't like dinosaurs.
Zero interest.
Hates dinosaurs.
Well, and just real quick, why don't you like animated films for the most part?
Wow, I could come on the show to be attacked.
I'm not attacking you. I think it's interesting
I've
because...
I never find myself gravitating to those movies.
Same
here. I understand some of them are quality, but like WALL-E... Get out of here with that movie. Get out of here with that movie.
I haven't seen an animated movie.
Pretentious, boring mess.
20 years?
I haven't seen an animated movie
since
about 20
like Fern Gully, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't even know.
America Fievel, America Tale.
Yes.
That kind of stuff is good. Look, I'm not. The people who make them are great quality people. Incredibles is good. Don't get me wrong. It's just I don't grab it. I'd rather see actors
act. I like to see real people as well. I don't want to see voiceover. It doesn't make
I'm sorry. Does this end our friendship?
It's close. She's really angry.
You might need to scoot that way.
No, I kind of like rubbing up against you.
I made her angry as much as you did right there.
I apologize.
I really like WALL-E.
But
a lot of people do. I'm probably the a-hole on the outside.
I like WALL-E.
Since this jackoff comes here to attack me, I'm going to have to strike back.
My point was because The Good Dinosaur is by far the worst grossing Pixar movie in a while. Even maybe since Brave. And Brave still did pretty good.
They had fire directors. It was a problem.
I just think like people... Even I, who love Pixar movies, was not like drawn in to go see this movie. And I was just showing in international numbers, I think.
That's
especially in the home box.
We just had a bunch of dinosaurs running around.
Jurassic World, if anything, was going to help this movie. Mm-hmm. I thought dinosaurs were just going to be the craze for this whole year.
It's dinosaur overkill.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe that's what it is.
I see.
All right, here's your note about...
It's because it's not a ride yet, so you don't want to see it.
That's true.
Give it another couple months. Also of note, Point Break.
There we go.
Yes. I love
the
that movie.
The remake of the 1991 cult favorite is getting a jump on its December 25th domestic release. So it's already opened overseas a little bit. The picture has earned $12.3 million in eight Asian markets. So it's pushing its total all the way to $34.5 million.
Yeah, but that's because they marketed over there as Star Wars.
Absolutely.
It changed the title a little bit.
Yeah, it's just, it's Star Wars.
Put a starship somewhere in the poster.
That's it. That's all you do.
But it is doing particularly well in China. Made $10.2 million over there.
That's good.
And some of the backers include a Chinese company, DMG Entertainment.
Yeah, DMG. We work with them.
Congratulations.
Now,
they put a lot of money up.
This is good news for Point Break, because I know your company is
working
on it.
There's good news for Point Break?
Well, the good news is it's doing well in China, and China's not getting Star Wars, I think, until beginning of January.
Yes, they are.
So it has another week or two to make a little bit more money. And I'm really curious to see what it does domestically.
We'll talk about that in a little bit.
We'll talk about it,
Okay.
That's all.
It's going to be a tough one.
Now we have a little game to play.
No, I like games.
Every week. Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, this is Tom's game.
Hit it.
Break out the Rosetta Stone, because it's time for the international title game.
Absolutely. It's kind of like charades. You have no idea what he's doing.
That was better than WALL-E.
Today's little act was me drawing animation and then Ken Napchak.
Oh.
Say, I want nothing to do with it.
That was a good one. That was a really good one.
No.
I had something every week.
That's his last one of the year, unless he wants to do it on his own time on, like, Periscope or something.
No, he does. He does it over at Tom's Burger across the street.
There you go. Yeah, he loves that person.
Only when they don't put mayo on my burger when I say that. He's going,
so this is obviously the foreign movie title game here.
And now we're going. You have to explain.
Yes. I love this game. This is the game that most offends my mother.
We have four titles. Mm-hmm. One of them is not true.
Okay.
Because it was made up by yours truly.
But we try and play this as a team, mm-hmm. and we just try and beat him, so don't steal what I say.
Okay. That's correct.
Okay.
It's just four answers, and there's four people, including the engineer. We're going with Harrison Ford.
Mm.
You know him.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
You know that one.
Star of Witness.
You know that one.
He drives a Prius.
Hollywood Homicide.
He's a nice Mosquito guy. Coast.
I saw him the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Homicide.
Yes.
Heavy case.
Okay.
Regarding Henry.
Oh, so good. J.J. Abrams.
Accidental.
He wrote it.
Oh, thank you.
Accidental.
That's it? Just accidental?
That's it.
Okay.
Okay. Hmm.
The Devil's Own with him and Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Deadly Commando.
Okay.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Mm-hmm.
Jihad Odd. Jihad Odd.
I don't
know. Jihad, whatever you call it.
Where are these all from?
These are all from the People's Republic of China.
The best.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Can you repeat them one last time?
Please? One more time. Hollywood Homicide. The, you know, Harrison Ford.
Josh Hartnett.
Josh Hartnett. Yeah. Classic.
Classic. Mm-hmm. That's where he first wore his earring
on
the movie.
Heavy Case.
Yep.
Regarding Henry. Mm-hmm. Actually, a really good movie that we'll talk about later. Accidental. The Devil's Own, the Brad Pitt, Harrison Ford classic that, mm-hmm. if it was put out now, would go straight to DVD. Deadly Commando.
Right.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, which I watched the other day, that does have, like, a lot of, like, extreme stuff going on.
I love that one. Alice
Jihad,
and Duty, yeah.
Odd.
Okay. I'm going to go Deadly Commando. I think commando is not a word that would...
Always steals what I'm thinking.
Is that... Really? I think we're very smart.
I'm going to say that is correct, that's the one that is
Deadly
made commando. Up.
That's not how you play.
He wants to be right.
You need to spread out.
What's happening here? There's dogs humping my leg. I don't know what's going on here. You're in Princess Leia buns? I thought we came here to talk Star Wars. Now I'm talking about Jihad.
You're supposed to spread out the vote.
Just another episode of Box Office Breakdown, everybody.
I want to be
just
right.
Another episode.
I want to be right.
I know. I think it's Commando. What are you going with?
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The last one.
The last one?
Jihad.
Jihad.
It's a great name.
All right, engineer, where are you coming at?
Gotta go accidental.
Ooh. Thank you.
Donica with accidental.
Okay. All right, we all lose and it's heavy.
Hold on.
Somebody's right.
Is one of, all right, so eliminate one of us.
Buns, you're done.
Buns
is out. And you two are gone. Engineer.
Man. Oh, man.
Regarding Henry.
Spreading out
work. That was no accident.
That was no accident. The accidental tourist.
Damn it.
It happens.
Good job. Donica in the booth. Good job.
Well done.
Good work, guys.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Sarah.
To get started on our list of the week. This is probably going to be one of my favorite lists we've done.
Yeah, I'm changing up them. Because last week we did Ron Howard's comedies instead of his top five movies, and it went over really well because a lot of people watch Gung Ho after that.
Oh, Gung Ho, such a good movie.
Which is my favorite.
Michael Keaton, yeah.
Which is Ken's
favorite. All right, so what's today's list, Sarah?
Today's list is J.J. Abrams' movies, but I think it's specifically written and directed.
Written and or directed, yes.
Is it and or directed?
Yeah, and or.
Okay. Oh, and or.
Not
okay.
And or. Like the, where
Endor?
Those,
we're going to Endor?
We're going to Endor.
I'd like to go to Endor. Came here to talk Endor.
That's actually the prize at the end of the show.
Okay.
Say.
All right.
All right. So we're going to start off this list with Joyride.
What?
Yes.
The Paul Walker movie?
Joyride. Bringing in 32 million.
Yeah.
He wrote it.
He wrote it.
I didn't know that. Listen,
a lot of people forget he's been working in Hollywood for a long time.
He's a Hollywood kid, too.
Yes, definitely. I never saw this movie. I just remember the whole thing with, like, the thing in the trailer was somebody tied to a truck and basically being split apart. That was, like, the big sell of the movie in the trailer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge horror fan guy, so I go once in a while. Steve Zahn's in it, I think, is the other lead in it. And then there's a female. I can't remember who she was.
Now. And Ted Levine from, Buffalo Bill from Silence of the
really?
Lambs.
Is he like the psycho?
He's the voice. Rusty Nail.
I feel like you didn't give me an accurate list.
I always give you an accurate list.
I don't think this list is accurate.
It's not their top movies. It's just like, that's the only thing he's done. He hasn't done more. There's like Star Trek and, that's it.
Yeah, why isn't that on here?
Because we don't do that. We don't do franchises.
Yes, we do.
It's boring to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about them anymore. We want to talk about this stuff.
This show's going to be great when it starts tonight. Yeah.
He started manipulating my information because he's responsible for things, and it now just turns into whatever he wants to talk about.
We'll see you later.
I'm suspicious because it says top 5 J.J. Abrams films, and it's got 9 through 5. So
well, because I got rid of Star Trek.
You can't get rid of Star Trek.
Nobody wants to talk about Star Trek. We only want to talk about Star Wars.
It sounds like revisionist history going on over there.
All right,
let's talk about next one.
So really scary. We should rename this list Tom's J.J. Abrams movies.
I like that.
Pretty much.
I like that.
You're a big fan of Regarding Henry, which is next one.
That's why we want to talk about it, because Harrison Ford's in it.
At $85 million. That's what you have to say about it.
John Leguizamo received hate mail.
That's right, because he played the guy that shoots...
And there's legitimate death threats. Like, you killed Han Solo, you killed Indiana Jones. Who does that? Like, would you?
Lots
you wouldn't do
people.
That, Ken? Would you?
No.
Was that you?
No.
It happens all the time. It happens to kid who played Joffrey and Game of Thrones.
Jack Gleason.
Everyone was evil to him. Draco Malfoy.
Just now I got some emails about me not locking Wall-E. Some people are going to jump me outside in the parking lot. One of them says S. Stretton.
Has everybody here seen Regarding Henry?
Yeah, it's been a while, but
Sarah? No. It's really good.
It is good. It's a great movie.
Just recently on Movie Fights. Kevin Smith was fighting for to be one of Harrison Ford's best performance.
Yeah.
And I tend to agree with him. He made a really good case. It's one of those movies I grew up kind of just... It's something you catch on HBO, like on a Saturday or during a weekday.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, sucked into the movie, and I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it in a long time, though, and I really would like to revisit it.
Abrams appears in the movie, too.
That's right. Yeah. As a delivery boy or something.
The next on this list is Cloverfield, bringing in $92 million adjusted.
Didn't like it.
Nope. Didn't like it.
That this is... The title of Cloverfield is because it's the exit that... Bad Robot's Office is off of.
Yeah.
No, it is.
That's right in Santa Monica. Reason.
Yeah. That's what they said. Oh. Yeah.
About 104 people are recorded leaving the theater for seizures and dizziness watching this movie.
I've heard of that. People getting
that
sick.
Shaky camera bullshit doesn't work for me.
Yeah. It can be effective at times, but a whole movie,
it's just too much.
And look, when the trailers came out for that movie, I was geeked up for it.
Yes.
Me and my girlfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. I did have a girlfriend at one point, Sarah. The trailer was great.
The Statue of Liberty.
That's right.
No, there was no voice, no nothing.
And then it just, the concept, I was taken out of the movie the moment you're like, you didn't put down the camera when the world was ending.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't buy into your concept, plus I'm barfing.
Agreed.
Also, I hated the design of the monster. He just looked horrible. He looked like a reject from like Men in Black or something.
Yeah,
like some weird alien. It didn't look menacing to me at all. Like Godzilla looks menacing.
They should have choose Brian Thompson as the guy.
Yeah. Right. Well, still made $92 million dollars. Then we have Forever Young on here making an adjusted.
Mel Gibson?
Yes.
Yes.
J.J. Abrams sold his script for $2 million.
Elijah Wood.
That kind of stuff doesn't happen anymore.
Well, this is in 90.
That's a lot of money.
It's made in 92, so he probably sold it
Remember when Shane Black sold a script like $4 million?
People were selling
it. It was like a spec.
That's when Hollywood had money. There was specs, I think, to put it in perspective, I think spec scripts sold this year, like 12 of them. And in like 1996, there was like 900.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, so to be a writer in Hollywood right now, if you're not writing like big, budget stuff, it's not easy.
It's not good.
So
write a comic book first. Get the comic book option to the movie, then write the novelization, and get that option.
get paid for the script.
Write a TV pilot instead of a feature film.
Yeah.
Have you seen this movie with Mel Gibson, Elijah Wood?
A long time ago.
But for you, that's like 2 years ago.
Right? I love the basic plot is like he accidentally gets frozen as part of like a program in like the 50s or during World War II. And then Elijah Wood happens to like stumble upon him because he's like an army brat kid.
Of course he does.
And like basically it's a love story from there. I can't remember who plays the girlfriend or that he left, but it's weird because he starts aging and like...
You might be right.
Yeah, you might be right. He starts aging in, like, what, a couple weeks? Like, he just starts getting really old.
Like
and
Benjamin Button.
Yeah. Good movie. Check it out.
The last one on our list today is Super 8, which I believe is actually the fifth on his grossing list. But today it's our number one, bringing $131 million.
Fuzzy math.
Not a huge fan.
I enjoy Super 8 more than other people, but the ending was rushed.
Yeah.
Not my favorite. I think up to that point I was on board. I think
great
there was some stuff there. Yeah.
When the kids are trying to make a movie, like, I loved it.
Great stuff.
And I was like, if it's just about these kids trying to make a movie, I probably would have loved the movie. Second, I went sci-fi. It just went, and again, I hated the monster.
The monster, yeah.
It looked horrible. It's like Cloverfield all over again.
And the train crash was one of those take-me-out-of-the-movie moments because it was too intense, too crazy.
I need some realism.
Some realism, yeah. For the guy to survive, spoiler, there's an alien in it.
The train was going everywhere. It was like Godzilla was playing hacky sack with it. It was just like...
You know what's interesting? It's
ridiculous.
Like, Spielberg was on set a lot for this movie as well.
Yeah.
Of course.
It was Abrams' ode to Spielberg. Yeah.
J.J. Abrams met Spielberg when Spielberg hired him to restore Spielberg's old home Super 8 movies.
Oh,
that's
okay.
How he met him.
Yep.
Spielberg hired him to restore the movies, and then from there on, you know, he started writing and making $2 million.
To be sure, he lies a lot.
Now he's directing Star Wars.
It happens. Yes, well, speaking of, that is why he was the inspiration of this list. Mr. Abrams is going on to directing Star Wars The Force Awakens. It is opening this week. The upcoming film. We'll talk about two more.
Should we start with the smaller ones and end it with Star Wars?
Is there a point?
No. I mean,
is there a reason? How about we just rewatch some episodes of 30 Rock this weekend if you want to help Tina Fey out?
Let's talk about Sisters. I think Sisters is horrible.
The trailer looks really bad.
No, it's gotten decent reviews, actually.
I trust the pedigree of the people making the movie, but
totally.
I do agree I didn't like the trailer, but I still would trust the people.
I'm right there with you. I'm a big fan of 30 Rock also, and the reviews have been good. This is like something after I seen Force Awakens like three times, I'm like, okay, I need to switch up before I watch it again.
Sure. I've got five tickets.
I will definitely see Sisters. I can't say that for the other film that's coming
out. It's counter-programming. It's going to make some money. I got it at number two.
What kid is going to go want to see Alvin and Chipmunks instead of Star Wars?
Ugh. Oh, there's probably
instead
some. There's probably some poor parent that's like, please, no, Alvin, please. I'm sure this is going to happen somewhere.
I can't stand the Chipmunks.
Alvin and the Chipmunks is opening in 3,600 theaters.
Wow, surprises that many theaters left over.
Sisters is opening in over 2,900.
Okay.
So they do have a lot of screens. This isn't going to compare to the over 4,000
Star Wars is at 3,900.
Nope, that was a false alarm.
Really?
I guess it's over 4,000. And you're talking about... in the theaters, plus multiple screens per theater.
Yeah.
Doesn't come close to how many screens it's actually on.
And a lot of theaters are going to be open 24/7, which I've never seen before until Star Wars.
It has every IMAX.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef. Because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
Screen for, I believe, the entire month?
Yeah. I mean, that's...
You know what the crazy fact
is? The 24-hour day thing is crazy to me. Like,
totally
not even Young Guns 2 got that respect.
Side Out?
Wally did. Wally did.
Yes, that's true.
Now, you know what the crazy thing is? When Harrison Ford broke his ankle, falling on the Millennium Falcon, J.J. Abrams helped him and broke his back while doing it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. There's something about Abrams. How did he bring this back? They downplayed that story.
They did, big time.
Yeah, I think Harrison might have died.
Yeah,
he might have. It's a robot built by Disney.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's crazy? Okay.
It's the same skeleton of the Lincoln at the front of Disney.
Gotcha, J.J. Abrams was like, "Oh my God, he just broke his ankle. He's probably like, somebody just break my back."
Disney probably has like a clone machine.
Yeah,
or they just clone the human.
Let's go over what we know.
Sure.
Yeah, let's go.
Here's what we know. It's going to make a lot of money.
We know it's going to make a lot of money. We know we're dealing with I believe, $30 billion franchise when you take in the movies,
and
the DVDs,
merchandise?
The merchandise.
That's
the
insane.
Branding. $30 billion about. Sure. Maybe 28.
Astronomical amounts of money.
Huge numbers. Mm-hmm. You have theaters going, doing the 24/7. You have over 4,000 theaters signed up to play this movie, which you could estimate could be anywhere near actually 10,000 screens. You don't know how many screens are have for theater.
We're going to have big security at the premieres tomorrow. People are going to be trying to sneak in. It's going to be a disaster
you
over
have
there.
Every IMAX
Hollywood
you have
shut down like
supposedly between $50 and $60 million in pre-sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard it was around $50 million, but it's gone up since.
So you're, what are you about? $100 million this weekend?
No, shut up, no way.
It's somewhere in there.
I mean, this thing's review proof, critic proof.
Right.
Remember Phantom Menace? I remember this one.
I remember that movie.
Let's talk a little bit about when that movie came out. I was in high school. Mm-hmm. I skipped school one day to go see the movie.
Wow.
Because I already saw it during the weekend, and I loved it. That pod race, I just loved it. I loved the whole thing with Darth Maul at the end.
Sure.
I skipped school later that week to go see it again.
Okay.
I think it was the first time I ever really skipped school, like, legitimately.
I don't believe that.
No, I mean, I skipped school. That was, like, the beginning of my skipping of school.
Okay, that I believe.
Yeah. And then,
it started it all. Thanks, Star Wars.
It was during English class. What's that?
Well, there,
see,
there
you
go. Right there.
It was during English class. What's wrong with that?
English.
It was during English class.
Yeah, that's what you got. Boy, who doesn't like a nice clash of English?
English class.
All right. So, yeah, your point being?
This is my point being, like, no matter what, this movie, people are going to love it no matter what.
Absolutely.
I think, out of the gate.
I saw Phantom Menace 8 times in the theater. I'm going to see Force Awakens. I got tickets for 5 showings already. I'm going to see it 9 just to prove a point to myself.
Absolutely.
But, you're critic proof. You're absolutely right. The numbers, how can you even... The numbers you're throwing about screens, this doesn't count compared to... You can't compare this to any other movie ever, even Young Guns 2, for its openings, because the numbers of screens is just going to skew the numbers to unimaginable proportions. Mm-hmm.
But talking about those numbers, because... the reviews have been crazy. Mm-hmm. Anywhere from 200 million on the low end.
That's low.
To 300 million on the high end.
That might be a little high.
But looking at it, there is a cap on how many tickets can be sold.
That's
not
true.
24 hours.
It can
only
be shown so many times. There are only so many seats to do. With pre-sales, is that going to scare away people from thinking they can't get seats in these things?
There's not a person I know that doesn't have tickets.
Yes.
We're in the industry, though. We are, like, in the...
A lot of my friends aren't in the industry, though. I worked outside the industry for 17 years.
A lot of our friends have tickets, and that's still 50 and 60 million in pre-sale, which means to catch up to... meet Jurassic World, that's another 150 million in tickets that need to be sold.
It's easy money.
I'm just looking at this because you look at the highest box office weekends for the past couple years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This year was Jurassic World. Mm-hmm. It was June 12th. Jurassic World had 208. The next four movies, none breached over 15 million.
Mm-hmm.
That was the largest
15
weekend.
15 million.
So we had Jurassic
that
World
weekend.
Oh,
at
weekend.
208.
Okay.
Spy came in 15. San Andreas.
Yeah, nobody didn't see anything.
Yes. But look, you have to think about that. Mm-hmm. And then in 2014, because these are how many seats are there. This is how much money can really be spent. You have 2014, the biggest weekend was May 23rd, so Memorial Day weekend. X-Men was out, brought in 110.
Yeah.
Then you had other things like Godzilla, Blended, but nothing too big. Blended opened.
Yeah.
2013, this was May 24th. Fast and the Furious opened, 117. The Hangover, Part 3,
really?
A big audience, 50 million.
That's not
Star Trek Into Darkness, in its second week, brought in 47 million.
Wow.
And then Epic, which was... Oh,
The cartoon?
The cartoon, but had some big cartoon.
I didn't see it. Yeah. Yeah.
42 million. And then Iron Man 3 came in. It was in its fourth week and brought in 25. That is a huge box office weekend with a lot of counter programming and a lot going on.
So add that all up, those top five, top six?
Yeah.
That's what Star Wars is.
So, absolutely. If you, from 2013, that weekend, which was just huge, number six on that list was The Great Gatsby. Right. Like, you just had some.
The movie, or did people just read the book in a theater?
Here's what's going to happen.
Go ahead.
Star Wars, when it came out, 30 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
almost 39.
40-year-old guys almost. Are now 70. Mm-hmm. They're going to watch this.
Yeah.
30-year-old guys are now 60. They're going to watch it. So on and so forth. Mm-hmm. It hits every single quadrant. Mm-hmm. This movie is going to make about $260 million this weekend.
Opening weekend?
Yes.
Easily.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel like some people are just so scared that it's going to be so many people going? I can see a lot of people just being like, let's wait till next weekend or next week because they're not worried about spoilers.
There's going to be people seeing this movie seven times in 1 week.
that's just taking away
there's people who are going to like, I want to see it more than you.
Yeah.
If it's really good, people are going to see it 20 times. If it's even semi-good, they'll probably see it 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me ask Ken a real quick question. I feel like maybe because of time.
You feel like what?
I feel like the time we're in now, everything, social media and everything is just, the hype machine is at an all-time high.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Did it feel this palpable when the Phantom Menace was coming out?
No, because we didn't have as much access to it.
Yeah.
But we knew it was coming, but we knew it in a different way. You couldn't be as spoiled. The biggest spoilers was the soundtrack had Qui-Gon Jinn's funeral song on there. Yeah. The figures, you kind of could have figured some stuff out. We weren't sure if, we knew there was Queen Amidala, we knew there was Padme, they both looked like Natalie Portman. Oh, the figure kind of makes us think it's both. So you went into it a lot more blind, and you came out of it a lot more blind.
Was there as much excitement as for a new Star Wars film?
Only, I always say on all my Star Wars shows, which you can listen on iTunes, Force Center, that people forget Star Wars is huge. It was always huge, but there was a time when it wasn't as huge, where it was still rare, not rare to be a Star Wars fan, but in the late 80s and early 90s, it was a dark period of Star Wars fans, you were made fun of. And it was like, that was that thing from the space picture? Mm-hmm. So 99, it wasn't as much. It was big, it was giant, but it's not as much as it is now.
It's very similar
this
to what
is
it was
the age
like.
Of geek.
And it's apexed.
Finstock knows. Being a Stallone fan in the early 2000s was a dark time for Stallone fans. He wasn't doing any theatrical movies.
Yes,
he was doing a lot of straight to DVD. It was a dark time to be a Stallone fan, he had his resurgence. Like Star Wars is having a resurgence.
Well, when he directed Staying Alive, that wasn't the dark time.
That was a good one.
That was a
Finola
good one.
Hughes.
Here's what. Yes, true. Here's what it is. You got. With the three prequels they did a couple of years ago, whatever. I never even watched any one of them because I didn't care.
17 years
But now
ago,
I care again
ago.
Because I like Han Solo. I like Luke Skywalker.
Oh, absolutely.
I like Chewbacca. Those are the people I grew up with. Yeah. Those are the characters I grew up with. Mm-hmm. So everybody, that's why everybody's coming back in droves right now. They're picking the right time to do this. Yeah. And that's why Lucas sold it for $4 billion. And they're going to make $4 billion on this one alone.
They're not going to lose any seats over... not wanting to see it opening reason or who's in it. There's nothing negative going on with what's created.
True.
The only deterrent from not seeing it is like, oh, well, I don't want to sit in the front row.
Here's what I think.
If Han Solo and Luke Skywalker and Leia and Chewbacca weren't in this, I don't think it would be as much do as much money.
No.
And Lucas was still in charge, and people were dubious about the prequels.
Good point.
I would think there would be an interest. It'd be like,
I mean, it'd still do big numbers. It would be 100, 150. Right. It's going to be there. But, they know the hype machine is intense. But don't forget, again, throwing back the argument of we are in the industry, we're in the bubble. Yeah. There's people that are still like, there's that Star Wars picture coming out. They got a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going, and I go to movies on a Monday afternoon by myself. These people don't care about going around crowds. They want to experience it. So they're going to get a front row seat. They're not going to care.
There's also theaters popping up. Isn't there a theater in like Ohio that's solely made to be a Star Wars theater?
I would think
that a rumor?
Sure, cool. Well, I'm now moving to Ohio.
But you know what?
Somewhere.
There's an Alamo Draft House in Nebraska.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you, weird force voice.
But you know, there's another thing, which put it in perspective. They had like 200 people on set when they were shooting Han Solo's and Chewbacca's first scene on the Millennium Falcon. Mm-hmm. And as they walked in, People were so scared. J.J. Abrams was like afraid to call action because the scene was so iconic of them just walking back onto the Millennium Falcon, and that's why it's going to make $260 million over
the weekend. We are going to put some predictions out there, but before we do that, we do have Ken here, and I have some questions.
Oh, okay.
Just a little bit. Because I want to know what this movie needs to have. Mm-hmm. Like, which components need to be in this for this to be a successful, what you want in a Star Wars movie.
A critical success. Mm. Because you could just throw some nerds in a lightsaber battle and they would make $260 million the weekend. Right.
Yes.
I just did a show on it this weekend about it with Scrimshaw and Jennifer Landa, and we think it's got to tug properly on the heartstrings, but not enough to where it's complete pandering. Mm-hmm. It's got to advance the story in a realistic tone, and how they pay off what happens to our legends is very, very key. And is it just a nostalgia trip, or like I believe when Harrison Ford cries at Comic-Con at the Star Wars panel that they brought him back for the right reasons and we as fans feel satisfied? The toughest part is what I call the problem with new, which is we've built up. I've been writing Episode 7 in my head since May of 1983.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I have some expectations that are pretty steep. We all are Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
Prequels aside, which I defend now more than I attack, which is a whole complicated thing. They are bad movies, but they're part of the story. So I have a lot going in. If they mishandle how they do Skywalker, I might be like, bah, yeah, I only see it 10 times. Mm-hmm. So that's what I see. The new characters and how they bring them in the story are fun, but we're already on board for those characters, I think. Mm-hmm. I love Kylo Ren already. I don't even know anything about him. Captain Phasma. Mm-hmm. Captain Phasma, as I say, is great because I love Gwendolyn Christie. That stuff's going to be a slam dunk. I'm not. It's how they deal with the legends. And some of the stuff.
Like
Wookiee fingers is a big problem with me. Mm-hmm. That made the first time I saw something and I went, ooh, this has some cracks. Mm-hmm. Chewie has the clear raccoon fingers now.
Right.
Little weird things that might take us out of what we believe to be part of our Star Wars as old grumpy fans.
I got a question for Ken here.
Okay. The Patriots do cheat.
Yeah. I love the first Star Wars film and the way that movie
ends.
It's my
favorite one. Mm-hmm.
The way it ends, you didn't need a sequel. Like, just say Empire Return never
happened.
Right,
it wasn't built to be.
It wasn't built like
they weren't
part
sure they
one
had
of
one.
Three.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Do you think this movie will feel like a part one of a three-part trilogy, or do you think it'll be more like the first Star Wars and actually kind of have a beginning, middle, end?
That was actually my question, too. So
you guys, think alike here. Good.
What do you want, or what do you expect?
It's got to have a little bit of both. It's got to have...
That's tough.
Because we know we got 8 and 9 coming, and you're right, back then they weren't sure. And Splinter of a Mind's Eye, the book was the cheap sequel that they might have made.
Lucas would have killed himself.
Yeah, absolutely right. He would have gone on one of his vacations and never come back. I think you're going to have... I don't know. I don't know if we're going to have a big battle. I don't believe we've seen any part of the third act in any marketing yet. They've been very, very smart. They are marketing the first two acts of this film. Mm-hmm. Just think of it this way. We still have Luke Skywalker coffee creamer to look forward to. We haven't seen him officially yet, so we don't know, but it's going to end with some kind of yay, some kind of some kind of ooh, darkness is coming.
I just don't want to be like the Hobbit movies where it just feels like
I don't want anything to be like the Hobbit movies.
Ever.
Well,
it's gonna be less CGI.
Those are the two hopes that I have for this movie. Like what I need for this to be have another. I'm going to love this movie probably no matter what.
Exactly. I can tell by your hair.
I think everybody's
but I
love
really
it.
Do. Want them to own, like, I want to see a movie.
Yes.
I want to see a good story in itself. We already know that this is a moneymaker. I don't want to feel more exploited, I guess. And I am a huge Darth Vader fan. You know this.
Girls and like the bad guys.
I am very dependent on the villains of Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And that is my biggest hope and concern for this movie is I need a bad guy that I respect and I fear. And if that doesn't happen, that will really hurt
really
my opinion.
I really hope the stormtroopers have better aim in this one.
Yeah, you know what I'm excited?
I think they will.
Yeah. Kylo Ren, like, he is the big baddie, obviously, right? But he has these Knights of the... Or maybe. But he has these Knights of Ren. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, Knights of Ren, yeah.
And they hired the guys from the Raid.
Yeah,
I think we're
going to
see some shit we've never seen anything.
Stuff's going to go down.
Yeah, we're going to see some stuff we've never seen before.
I think the fear is going to be there in the action and the choreography and the look, but there's something to a villain that also I fear mentally, that has a plan, that has a history, that is evolved, that's been really important to me with the Star Wars whole, so I need that to be here now. I know it's going to look fantastic. I know it's going to have new amazing things, but there's a heart to stories that you need
To answer the, to go back to the original question and tie in something you just brought, what I think, what we're, I ask this question to a lot of friends is, what are we going to do if this movie's bad? What are we going to do if this movie's great? And what are we going to do most likely that this movie is average? What we're hoping for is it not to be like The Hobbit, which is, remember all this stuff?
Terrible.
What we want it to be is, I watched Two Towers and Return of the King because they moved me emotionally. Yes. The scene of Aragorn, put aside the range and become who you were born to be, means something to me because it is epic, and the original truly had those moments. So it could be a critical success beyond the money if it hits those marks of this now moves us. It's about the old generation. That stuff with Han saying it was all true, that's some pretty powerful stuff already, because it's an old generation talking to a new generation, and that Chewy connects all the fans to.
The Chewie We're Home is huge.
Yeah.
So you're saying things like that. I think we'll see a lot of that, but I also think we'll see a lot of new, really cool stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, typically, we do our 1 through 5 predictions, but since we're not going to be here last week,
for
next
few
week,
let's just take.
I think it's more important to just kind of talk about the one we've been talking about, which is Star Wars.
Make a prediction.
Let's throw out some numbers. We're going to talk about opening weekend domestic, because that's what most of our show relies on.
It's opening 4,000 theaters.
You know what we'll do? We'll do opening weekend and 10 days.
Oh.
That's tough.
That is tough.
How about we do opening week? Oh, no, that's tough.
Opening week in 10 days. That's what people do.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready to play with us?
Sure. You guys go first.
All right. Tom starts first.
I'm pretty confident that this thing could do about 260 to 265 opening
weekend. You
have
to pick a number. You have to pick a number.
I'll go with 260.
All opening weekend, 260.
That might even be a little low. 260. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to go 10 days. $570 million. This movie is going to do $50 million a day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You're going to see $50
million a day.
You're going to see $50 million a day.
People have work.
So you have, I'm sorry, can you repeat that? That was just too much.
You're going to
260 and 500 and what?
Maybe 550, 560. You're going to see.
I'm going to put you down as 550.
Put you down to 550.
260.
That might
and
even
550.
Be low. That might even be low. Give me 580. All right. I'll take 580.
580. 260,
580.
260,
580.
Okay.
That's what I bench.
I'm going to say opening weekend. It's definitely going to be Jurassic World. I don't think it's going to get as high as 260.
You are fixated on this Jurassic World.
I'm just, because it's the movie to beat. I'm just saying that's the movie you got to beat, and I think it will beat it. I think it will make $235 million.
Okay.
That's not terrible.
235?
That's not terrible.
And 10 day? Oh, man. I don't even know about 10 day.
Yeah.
10 day, let's go.
You can do 50 a day.
I don't think it's going to I'm going to say 400 million.
Dang.
No way.
Do you understand
that? I'll say 425. Yeah.
Okay. That's better.
I don't think it's doing 50 million a day, especially during a week.
It's good.
I don't disagree with that. The thing with me is that I'm not a regular box office expert, so you guys are, so I can say some crazy stuff because I host a Star Wars show. I'm going to say opening weekend, it's going to do 282.5.
Okay.
282.5. Wow. And then in 6 days, it's gonna do $612 million.
Wow, you're
10 days, 10 days, whatever. 612 million.
People are traveling for holidays. People have things to do. They're not.
I know
be
people
able
have canceled Christmas to see this movie.
You're crazy.
This guy for one.
Yeah, well.
Our now Santa Claus is joining us. All right, I made you pick a number because I am in a very similar ballpark as the 260 realm.
I went the lowest, huh?
I do think it can get there. I think it's probably going to do 268.
Jesus.
Ooh.
268.
Okay. So whoever's the closest, if it's like 245,
$8 million coming from Ken.
268. I am going to drop. Yeah, I don't think it's going to hit because of the holidays, everything coming up. I think you're going to get closer to about $475
I said $425
What are you guys saying about the holidays? Would you, hey Grandma, you want to sit around here and talk about the mashed potatoes, or you want to go see Star Wars?
I'm just talking about the traveling. We do have the last work.
People are shopping.
Like people actually have to go to work next week and not go see Star Wars.
I've seen this guy's job. He doesn't have to do much.
You know, getting all that stuff in, maybe pushing it off, waiting until actually on Christmas until they're home to see this with the family. I think it just could push it a little longer. I have no fear of this being a billion-dollar movie. It will be.
Yeah,
it's about how quickly it gets there.
But you're saying a billion domestic, which
I've
is insane.
I've said billion domestic. He's only Harrison Ford who, in space. I said he'll be a billion.
What do you say to you?
He was like, get off my lawn. He was like,
what do you say to you exactly?
He goes, we'll do two. And I go, two domestic? He goes, oh, domestic? He goes, oh, I don't know about that.
No, he said no way.
That's pretty much what he said.
We are going so over.
But he don't know, and now he knows.
Congratulations. We are going to take... Do you not want to take callers?
Oh, yeah, we can do that, but I'll give a gift while people are calling.
Okay, we're going to do callers and gifts, because we're really great at multitasking, as we've proven.
See, I'm a nice guy here. I didn't know Ken was coming, but now he's coming, and I'm sorry.
Caller.
Go ahead.
JTE, would you like
Thanks for calling Box Office Breakdown. Who do we got today?
Hi, it's Kristen.
Hey. What's up, Kristen?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you guys, too.
So I'll be seeing you soon. I'm coming down to Jersey with the Point Break guinea tease soon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Kristen, how many times are you going to see Star Wars over the Christmas break?
I don't know. Like, there's so much coming out. Probably, I only need to say, like, probably once. Only because it's award season and everything is coming out.
Yeah, good
like,
point.
You might want to rephrase that. Ken
awards
Knapsack's
awards
here.
Aren't important. Yeah. What the Revenant does doesn't matter for history.
Exactly.
You got to participate in history.
Yeah.
This is history. Do you have a prediction for us today, Kristen, or do you have a question or something
to say? I actually have both.
Okay.
Do
okay.
I have time for both?
Yes.
Not the top five, just Star Wars numbers on the weekend and the 10-day.
All we're asking is, like, how much is it going to make opening weekend and the 10-day?
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, because nobody else will.
Let me give my top five in person, and I'll just say the numbers. Okay. So number one, Star Wars, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Sisters. Number three, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, The Hunger Games. And number five,
Creed.
Yeah, Creed.
This is a haunted one. Oh, my goodness. I'll just say The Good Dinosaur.
Okay.
It's
I would put Creed in there with
you.
Yeah,
it's been beating it out. How much do you think Star Wars is going to make opening weekend?
I feel like it's going to make some imaginary number we have never heard of before.
Pi cubed.
Yeah.
All right. And you said you had a question for us real quick.
Okay. So since the Golden Globe nominations came out, I know we're talking about Star Wars and everything, but I was wondering what you guys thought of the Golden Globe nominations.
I'm glad Stallone got nominated.
Absolutely. We called it.
Yeah, we did call it. It was weird. The Golden Globes are always kind of they're not taken too seriously, which I hate to say.
Well, not when The Martian is nominated for Best Comedy.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you know, it's the same thing. Like The Big Short, the Spotlight. I watched Spotlight the other day. It's good. It's just not... It's not fantastic. I don't know. I think The Revenant's going to win, in my opinion. I think it's the best movie out
Have you
sure.
seen The Revenant?
Yeah.
Have you seen The Revenant?
Have you seen it?
I saw a little bit of it.
Did you see it?
It's going to win. What's going to beat it? The Big Short?
I'm not going to say anything.
Right. Spotlight?
I'm not going to say anything.
I put a little more stock in the Academy Awards and some of the critic circles, but as far as Golden Globes... They're what I expected for the most part.
Spy is nominated. Spy is nominated for Best Comedy or Musical.
It's this is.
I just watched Spy. It was okay, but
yeah, it's not. It should be nominated for Best Picture.
The Golden Globes are slipping below the Teen Choice Awards.
That's
the
thing to
MTV Movie Awards.
All right, thank you, Kristen.
Thanks, Kristen.
We have time for I think one more caller if the box will let us. And
yeah, and I got gifts.
Oh gosh,
some gifts! I'm excited.
We have one more caller.
Be Boss Turner.
Thanks for calling Box Office Breakdown. Who do you got today?
Hey, it's Robert Burke from San Diego.
Hey, San Diego. What's up, man?
What's up, Robert Burke?
What's going on, buddy? You got a question today, or you got a prediction?
Chris, you can both really quickly.
Yes.
Oh, let's go.
All right, so for Star Wars opening weekend, it's going to be, I'm calling $295 million.
I like this kid. He's got some bold predictions about my favorite movie.
Imagine if it hit $300 million.
You can't call it your favorite movie yet.
Stop talking, sir.
All right, man. That's
probably
a good...
going to get $90 million for me because I've been reading Star Wars novels.
How rich are you, man?
Robert, what's your favorite of the new canon Star Wars novels?
I love Lords of the Sith.
Lords of the Sith. Paul S. Kemp wrote that book. Have you read Lost Stars yet, Robert?
I just finished Lost Stars, and I think Ash Windrider could be Kylo Ren because he's talking about a new empire. All these things. I think that definitely could be a possible.
Lost Stars by Claudia Gray, my favorite of all the new canon, including the TV shows and comics.
He might know. $295 might be it. Okay, Robert, what do you think I got Sarah for a gift?
I don't think that's what he's calling to talk about.
It is now.
I have no idea.
Okay, cool.
Me neither.
She doesn't either.
Do you have a question, Robert?
Yeah, my quick question. Well, and then 10 day, I'm going $750 million.
Love this kid.
Look, the hype train is there. That happens.
Not everyone is a millionaire.
Hey, Robert, how old are you? 13, 15?
I am 12.
Okay, cool. See, that's what I'm saying.
By the way, I just wanted to say this. I loved Creed as well.
You're my favorite color.
I will say this, though, Robert, since you're 12 years old, nothing Tom Dagnino says is right about life, all right? You can do better.
I mean, sometimes.
Don't listen to
him. All right, sounds good. And my quick question is, do you think that Star Wars could get Oscar nods? Do you think that it is a movie that could get, like, giant Oscar nods, or do you think that it'll just stay with the giant...
Maybe visual effects.
Yes. Visual effects stuff,
Soundtrack, editing, costume design.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if
catering.
If Avatar could get nominated for Best Picture for making that much money, because I don't know any other reason why that movie won Best Picture besides the fact it was the number one movie.
Yep.
I think Star Wars has a chance to definitely get nominated.
Star Wars has a chance.
Look at this year.
It's
kind of
weak.
But look at when Return of the King won, though. I think that was them telling Peter Jackson, "Thanks for the last three movies."
Yeah, thank you.
Totally agree.
Absolutely.
But I just, again, Avatar. If that could be nominated, especially with this whole 8 to 10 kind of thing they're doing,
I hope so.
I think that for actors, it's too much of an ensemble.
Yeah,
you won't see anything there.
Yeah,
unless Chewbacca. Chewbacca's great.
Who knows? Hey, maybe Ford could give a really touching performance.
Thank you for calling. No.
Thanks, Robert.
Robert. You're the best.
Great call, Robert.
2 seconds to do.
This is for Ken.
It's wrapped in a garbage bag.
Yeah.
So
I saw this in the trash on the way in.
Those are my the dog's bags.
It's a movie.
Oh, the Chernobyl Diaries.
Oh, man.
Experience the fallout. Well, you know this, my name, Napzok, is actually Napzuk, it's Circassian, but my grandmother's maiden name is Olmanchenko, and she's Ukrainian. Her sister lives in Chernobyl. Many of her family died, so this is going to be fun, really kind of watching it.
Send it over.
Yeah, this would be great. It's like a family memory, history book. Yeah, that's great.
It's on Blu-ray.
This is awesome. On Blu-ray, too. It's got special features.
Well done.
How to package food and send it to your relatives when they were dying in a nuclear tragedy. That's great.
It's the same Baronet one that's using the Revenant.
Is this for me?
Yeah.
Includes the alternate ending where everyone lived.
This is great.
I'm curious to see what this is. It feels like
go with the small thing first.
Okay. Yes.
It's a pack of Rocky cards.
That is amazing. Vintage right there.
Here, do you want me to pull
that
up?
Yeah, put that up there. That's awesome.
Wow.
See?
I might not take that out of the packaging.
Yeah.
It'll be really hard for me not to, though. I'm going to have to.
Vince Knox's a gift giver.
That's amazing. Yeah. All right, and now I got one more thing here. I don't know what this is.
The do-rag.
Oh, wait a minute. What do we have here? Oh no. Look at this.
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, this is a great shirt.
Yep. Holy crap.
If it doesn't fit, you give it to Sarah.
That is amazing. I
will make that fit.
Okay.
It's tight.
I will lose weight just to wear it.
Well, voila.
Wait. Is this a tank top? This is why we play basketball in.
Can you
look at how small the armholes are?
Are they small? Oh, they are kind of small. Hey, listen, I will get in Stallone shape just to wear this.
Absolutely.
I don't think Stallone can fit.
If not, I will make it into a poster on my wall.
Or just like when chicks sleep over, give them to them to wear.
That's pretty good.
There you go.
So that case, bring it to the hotel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's Sarah's gift.
It's amazing.
I think she might like it.
Thank you so much.
It feels like fabric.
Is this something legal in the States, Tom?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Wait a minute, it's a shirt. Okay. I think it's a shirt.
What did I get?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now we can match.
That's
that thing
good.
Was a fantastic idea. I think we should start a put it on chant. Put it on.
Put it on.
And that was the end of the show. Thank you all.
Hold it up.
So
I
want to
see how big it is.
That's great.
Right, I'll fit you perfectly.
You that's know, the one that's going to go to Kristen and her mom, too. I got 150.
If you want to, Sarah, I think you could sell that on eBay in China for a lot of money.
Yes, absolutely. That's good. You can work out in that. You can vacuum around the house. You
this
know,
is the best. This is like
maybe
vintage
wear, like,
truck.
Cool
thank
stuff.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you for
this is
our
like vintage,
gifts.
Man.
Yeah, you know, I'm a nice guy.
Thank all of you guys for listening, as usual, for corresponding with us. Continue to rate
HBO
and subscribe.
Video.
Yeah, we had a fantastic
year. And like us on Facebook and tweet at us. We all have Twitters now.
Yeah, we had a fantastic year. Thanks, everybody, for watching.
JT is so happy. You can share your Twitter if you'd like.
At Ken Napsok or at Force Center Pod for all my Star Wars stuff over there.
Yeah.
And, of course, everything we're doing over at Screen Junkies. And sign up for Screen Junkies Plus, of which
please.
I am a supervising producer of that fine thing, along with this guy as my technical director and engineer.
Yeah. And I've heard Roxy Stryer's over there as
absolutely.
Well.
Yeah. At Bob Finstock, I'll be in New York, New Jersey, tri-state area from the 18th to the 30th. If anybody wants to buy me a drink, hit me up. We'll
awesome.
Figure it out. If you're a chick, we'll hang out. If you're a dude, we'll go to a strip
him.
Club, whatever. All right.
Do you have a mute button? JTE.
Ashmo's JTE. I'm heading to Wisconsin for holidays because that's where all my family's going to be at. It's
going
to be really freaking cold. I'll probably be seeing Star Wars a bunch of times just to stay warm.
Go to a Packer game.
I know.
I will be seeing Star Wars and snowboarding, and that's about it over the holidays. So, when we get back, we'll have more numbers for you.
It's
Thank
be
you
all...
again.
Yeah, everybody enjoy the holidays because I know I will.
Go see Star Wars.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office. From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.